Here we are. I am quite pleased, I'll be honest. I'm quite pleased that I didn't drive anywhere tonight. I was thinking about it, but I was at the dentist earlier, and immediately after the dentist, I felt quite perky. I was like, yes. But now I feel absolutely buggered. So I'm glad that I decided not to go anywhere. I'm at home. I'm in my study, back where it all started. Got my window open, so you might hear bits of the outside. There's a helicopter knocking about again. Pardon me. I'm sure, pardon me, I'm sure it'll be fine. I've got a cup of turmeric gold tea on the go, so hopefully that'll lift my spirits, pardon me, a little bit, pardon me. But yeah, I just feel a bit wiped out, so hopefully this will help.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, 'cause deep down inside he was hurt 'cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. Days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, the angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left.
said the sleepers on the tracks have woken up. It's the end of the line, I guess our luck is up. It was fun while it lasted, cause nothing ever does. Love's lost its meaning, it was wasted on us. In the electrical storm, you were running wild. You had a death wish, you were a child. I came to you barren, a lightning bolt. If you came back as a deep sea, I would come back as the salt. It's like a head stuck in a tightening vice. Your ears are deaf to your friend's advice. Cause you know that your heart will never be full. It doesn't always have to be beautiful, unless it's beautiful. Okay, leave now, if you just can't stay. Cause there's nothing worse than somebody pretending away. The years of their youth, they will never get back. So I'll go home and practice the traits you said I like listening to the thunder of your heart.
Go. I did it the old school way there, where I turned it off as the source before pausing it. Old school. Old school. Oh, mama. I'll tell you what. I mean, I am largely to blame for how groggy I'm feeling. I got excited after the dentist because he did a filling on the top deck, and there was no real pain in my mouth, and I was like, yum, 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 and it hadn't numbed my tongue or anything, so I thought, I'm going to eat, and I did eat. I ate 2 slices of eggy bread, because someone mentioned eggy bread somewhere a couple of days ago, and I was like, eggy bread? Yes, please. And I don't know if you've ever made eggy bread, but it is best with quite poor quality sliced white bread. And anyway, that's what I made it with. And whilst I was making it, I had 2 other slices of poor quality white bread with cheese in. So that was that. Then I had 2 meringues that I bought. And then I had an ice lolly. So weirdly, my body is now saying, hang on a minute, mate, isn't it knocking on for midnight? Well, it's knocking off for midnight, if anything. It is weird though, doing these shows is weird. Hang on, I'll tell you who we've just had. It Doesn't Have to Be Beautiful by Slow Club, and before that we had Coffee or Wine by Field Music. Before that we had Patches by Clarence Carter. Good on him. You see, the difficulty with these shows is do I have a coffee? That's the difficulty. That's always the difficulty with these shows. This is what happens in Edinburgh when I'm doing a midnight show, is I'm like, am I going to have a coffee? And I occasionally will try to do a show at midnight without having a coffee, and it's absolute unmitigated dog dick, and not in a good way. Then it's like very poor, very clunky. And then so I generally have a coffee. But then what happens, of course, is I can't sleep. I can't sleep until like 4 or 4:30 because I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing off the gig and the bean. The gig and the bean. The bean and the gig. A couple of nights ago, I had a coffee at about 11 o'clock for one of these shows. And I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep until about 4:30. And that's fine if you're up in Edinburgh and other people are awake and you can knock about, you know, and have a right old laugh, you know. But people aren't in Edinburgh. People are busy with their own. I mean, even people like my friends who are normally in Edinburgh with me. Well, hang on. Let's try. Let's see who's at. Hang on. Let's see. Now I wonder if I can call. I wonder if I can call someone whilst using my phone as a, as an internet network. Now, you might be thinking, why are you doing that inside your house? Well, I'll tell you for why. Because it seems to be more reliable than my internet. Gallingly. Right, hang on. Let's see if I can just phone him. Let's see if we can get this happening. Okay. Okay. I mean, is that coming through? I mean, it feels like it's coming through. Yeah.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
I mean.
The person for calling is unable to take your call.
Yep.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Yep.
To record the message, key hash at any time.
All right, mate. It's me just doing the radio show at the moment. Bye. I mean, you know, that's my friend Tim. This time a year ago, me and him were sharing a flat in Edinburgh, having a right old laugh. I'd be cross with him about the state with which he left the toilet. He'd be defensive about my judgmental nature. We're having a right old time of it. And now, because Edinburgh's not happening, everyone's in. Anyway, look, my point is, I've not had a coffee, right? I've not had a coffee, and because it is, and I hope you won't take this as a slight, not worth it. It's not worth being awake until 4:30 in the morning just so I can speak a little more fluently to, you know, a handful at most of. You know, sort of awkwardly devoted acolytes. No offense. You know, it's just not. I mean, it's not. It's just not. It's not. It's not. Is it? It's not worth it. I need my sleep. I'm trying to write a new show. I haven't got. Anyway, just a bit of fun. Hang on. Let's try. So that was it. Let's try someone else. Let's see. Well, we could try Matafeo, because she is in New Zealand, so it'll be a different time zone. So let's try that. Hang on. Is that ringing? That's not even ringing. Is this good radio? I mean, it feels like it's good radio. That noise, by the way, in the background, that is a water pressure pump that I had installed in my house, don't know, about 6 years ago. And it's currently on because the dishwasher's on. However, when there's a cut in the water service, it gets an air bubble trapped in it, and it just keeps making this sort of weird sort of like noise. That noise there, you hear that? You hear that? And last year, when I was in America, no big deal, whatever. And I got a text from my neighbour saying that for the noise in your house that sounds like the whole house is about to blow up, is it okay if we go in and have a look? And I was like, yeah, I know what it is. You just have to turn it off. Anyway, they did, and it was fine. The end. That's not a great anecdote. Come on. Come on, Daniel. Anyway, look, my point is, it's weird at 3 minutes to midnight when I'm sitting looking at my computer waiting for it to tick round to midnight in silence, just waiting to say hello to no one. It's weird. I'll be honest, it's weird. So here's some Terence Trent D'Arby. Oh, hang on. I crashed the start of that. That's a shame. I was going, it's weird. So here's some Terence Trent D'Arby. And then, yeah.
Get up out of your rocking chair, Grandma! Or rather, would you care to dance, Grandmother? Shout it out, let it stay inside and lead you alive.
That's perked me. That's perked me right up. That's Terence Trent D'Arby with Dan's Little Sister. Why the F not Terence? I'll tell you who might be awake. My friend Izzy might be awake. Lives round the corner, has kids, always wanging on about how they keep her up. Let's have a listen. Let's see if we get any answer from him. Dan's little sister, I don't give up the bed, hang on to my boat. I mean, what time is it? 12:24. We do.
Hi, this is Izzy.
No.
Please leave a message.
Right. Okay. No. Not bothering leaving a message. Dead to me. Right. Next song. Let's play Loop by Dearful. This is great. I had this as the song after my show Keep. I'll tell you that story after I play it to you. Get ready. So that is a song called Loop by Dearful, right? And I would play that after my show Keep. And one night after I did my show Keep at Battersea Arts Centre, some 18 months ago, three young women approached me and... I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing. Anyway, one of them said, I just want to ask you about this music that you play now. And I got very excited. I said, oh, it's a song called Loop by a woman, and she works under the name of Deerful, and here's how I heard about it, and you know, I really like it. And then she pointed to the woman on her left, who was sort of hanging back a bit, looking a bit awkward, and she said, it's her song. And I was like, oh, and she was like, yeah, and I was like, oh, great. Anyway, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. I'm definitely perking up a bit now. I think it's because my lunch is going down. You know, so I'm now, you know, that thing, you know, when you've eaten and you're like, oh no, this I think is the end. And then the food turns into energy. And then you're like, actually, it's the beginning, if it's anything. I've got my windows open, front and back, to try and get a little bit of air going through, because I do feel quite warm. And that, of course, means the intrusion of insects. But last week, at the start of last week, when it was really, really hot, there was a butterfly in my bedroom just flying around. And I didn't realise until it was bedtime. And then I went in and I, you know, I was getting ready for bed, and suddenly it started freaking out. Here's what I did, right? So it was not a moth, it was a butterfly. It was not a moth, it was a butterfly. And it was on my wardrobe, just sitting on the door of my wardrobe, you know, on a vertical plane. And, pardon me. And, I mean, having said that, a fair bit of that food is still nowhere near the energy stage. Anyway, it was flying around. It was perched on my door, on my wardrobe door, and then I turned off a lamp or on a lamp or something, and it freaked it out. And I was like, oh, no, there's one. Actually, I'll be completely real with you. I was relieved that it wasn't a moth, because there's that thing, isn't there, about moths, where if you touch their wings, you knock the dust off them and then they can't fly. I don't know if that's true, but that's definitely what I thought when I was a teenager and I wrote quite a powerful theatrical monologue based around that premise. Anyway, I saw that it was a butterfly, and I was like, right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to disclose here that I've got an ensuite, but that's not a swing of the dick. That's just a fact. Anyway, I thought, I'm going to have to go into my ensuite here, turn off all the lights in my bedroom, go into my ensuite, clean my teeth, have my wee. Maybe I was having a shower. I mean, I was having a shower just before bed a lot in the heat wave. I like having clean feet when I get into bed. Anyway, people change. Still, I went into the ensuite. I opened all the windows in the bedroom. No, they were already open. But what I did was I turned off all the lights in the bedroom and I put my phone with the torch shining on the windowsill outside of my bedroom window to sort of guide it out of my bedroom. Anyway, I go into the ensuite, I clean my teeth, I have my wee, I come back in, and it's sitting on my phone outside the window. And I'm like, I've bloody done it. I've tricked this butterfly. I've shown it what's what. Anyway, I mean, it's a boast, essentially, isn't it? But it is quite a charming boast. Is it? Yeah, of course it is. Let's try Gav. He might be up. He's got about four jobs. So he writes a lot of continuity for the Discovery Channel. So much so that when I was looking at cars, he was giving me advice based on some car programs on the Discovery Channel that he'd listened to. Here we go. If he answers, I'll play one of his songs. There we go. There we go. High stakes.
Hello, this is Gavin Osborne. Answer phone.
No songs for Gavin. No radio. I mean, the thing is, these people are definitely not in bed. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's only 12:30. I mean, if I was anyway. I mean, look, if I was in the van, I'd drive outside the house and I'd honk the horn until they until they came out. Anyway, is it time for some Gil Scott Heron? Always. Anyway, here we go.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you. walking me home. Tell me something that nobody knows. The noise can only get louder.
It's getting louder.
But this could be the day that just keeps coming around.
Yes.
Yes!
That was The Neighbour's Grass by Pikelet. Pikelet is, or at least was when I met her in Melbourne. There's a big loud noise outside then. It sounded like someone stepping on a snail if the snail was about as big as a tennis ball. That's what it sounded like. I stepped on a snail about maybe 3 nights ago. Oh, God. Anyway, come on. It wouldn't want us to dwell. So that was that, and before that was Algorithm by Emmy the Great, and before that was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott Heron. That's that. My dentist, look, I'm not boasting, but my dentist is pretty sound. He was talking tonight about how there are lots of people who go to see him specifically, even though he is geographically inconvenient, which he is for me. Pardon me. And there was one man, apparently, who he treated on Boxing Day for 11 hours. Apparently, a man went to him on Boxing Day and he had 18 cavities and needed a wisdom tooth extraction, and he did it all in one go for 11 hours. I think he deals with very rich lunatics, I think is what he deals with. He always seems to say to me, oh, that's not what I'm going to charge you, that's not what I'm going to... So I think, yet again, me looking like a scruffy little piglet has played into my hands, finance-wise. but he... there's him, and there's a guy apparently from Russia, a Russian millionaire, who comes to this guy. Anyway, he said this, right? He said, sorry about that, I just whacked my computer. He said that if anyone ever asks him for advice, he says that the thing to do is make your hobby a job, because then... you really enjoy your job. And obviously that is, that's a bit of advice that goes around. If you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life, blah, blah, blah. You know, obviously there are problems when your hobby becomes your job and all that, blah, 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 blah. But it's pretty lovely to hear a dentist saying, and for me, that's how I feel about dentistry. Of course it is, right? Of course it is. I mean, I like making stuff just... for the sake of making the stuff, that's what I like to do. I like to make things, And he's like, I love fixing teeth. But that's interesting, isn't it? Because his hobby relies on the failings of other people, either the failings of their dental hygiene or their diet or just their genetics. But his hobby can only happen when things are going wrong. So that's a bit bleak, isn't it? Wow, worth thinking about. Worth thinking about at 12:48. Let's try Matafeo again, because she should be awake, because it's Australia. Apart from it's not, is it? It's New Zealand, and they are famously different to each other. Let's see. Maybe it's just taking ages. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. I mean, if it's rung 5 times, then they're not answering, are they? They're just waiting for it to stop ringing, I think. I mean, the thing is, she will know that it's...
Tempting. Well, can't take your call right now.
Can't or won't. I mean, the thing is... if you're phoning people at this time, they have to really decide to it has to be a conscious choice, doesn't it? Maybe, who else might it be? Maybe Parry. Hang on. Let's try Parry.
Hey,
on the events.
Well, short but sweet. Right, let's have some. Let's have some more music. These people are artists. They are creative types. I think there's a decision being made. Is my point. There's a decision being. If you're in Edinburgh, right, at the festival, and you phone someone at 1 a.m, that's fine. But apparently, if you're not in Edinburgh at a festival and you phone someone at 1 a.m, that is something that will be addressed the following day. Anyway, let's have a bit more Nadine Shah. And I say a bit more because I've not played any yet tonight, but I've played some bits and bobs over the weeks because I'm a burgeoning fan of her most recent album. Flip me over, Barbara. Let me pop that back like that, and let me do this like this. Just let me do this like this. Please let me do this like this.
Are you checking off lists? Are you counting the time? Am I the one you missed? You are mine. Are you taking the piss? Are you wasting my time? From the moment we kissed, were you lying? Stop your counting of years, stop the wreck in your mind, stop your fueling of fears, you're divine. See you checking off lists, see you counting the time, all the ones that you missed, you will find.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is very interesting. This is a very interesting development. The first person I phoned was Tim Key, poet. Poet and voiceover artist. He didn't answer his phone, and yet he's just tried to start a game with me on the word game app that we play each other on. So this is very interesting, very interesting actually. Let's just get to the bottom of. Hang on, speaker. Let's see what he's got to say for himself. See, pick me up and put me down. Is it? I mean, this is some bullshit power play.
Welcome to the
O2 messaging. I mean, he can absolutely. Right. Anyway, what those songs were. That was what was that last one? That was You and the Music by Donald Byrd, and before that was. What was it? Oh, it was Vinadine Shah's song, Dilly Dally. I wasn't going to talk to you yet, but then I got the message about the word games. So I thought I'd do that, so that's slightly thrown off the beat vibes. But this is a Richard Dawson song called Dead Dog in an Alleyway. All right. Hope you like it. Let me... sort myself out. Has that storm been? I couldn't find out when that storm was happening, and now I don't know if it's happened or not. Anyway, have you ever had that? Well, you don't know if the storm's happened or not, and you're like, have I been very brave, or am I not yet in the fear zone? I'm not scared of wind. I'm scared of, say it with me, witches, and witches ride the wind. This is Richard Dawson. Here we go.
Pedestrian tunnel statues and football picks. They give me the most shit. Disgusting animal. Over there in the labyrinth of Leon, you can hear the voices live through the ICM. Hooting and projectile vomiting, and the distant sound of sirens. Dead dog in an alleyway, dreaming of home in the moment just before I awake to a savage king. Blows rain down upon me through the blackness of my sleeping bag. Help me, help me.
Thank you. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 dee da, just like that. Sha la 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 dee da, la dee da. Overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. Are you my brown eyed girl? Do you remember when we used to sing?
Well, I don't remember that being as creepy as that. That's got the line in, "As you've grown, haven't you grown?" Or "Boy, you've grown." I don't think. Oh, haven't you grown? Is it ever possible to say that without it being creepy? I guess is it possible? I don't think it is. I'm just thinking, you know, if you swap the dynamics, if you sort of tweak the power balance, is it possible? I don't think it is possible. I think, you know, even if a frail grandmother says it to an 8-year-old boy, haven't you grown? It's filthy. She's a creep. She's cracking onto the little un, pedo grandma. Wow, that was an episode of Super Grand that you didn't get on children's ITV, wasn't it? She's a real cool granny, pedo gran. Anyway, look, that's not good radio. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Before that was Richard Dawson. Now, the first time I saw Richard Dawson, I must have told this story on the radio. Oh, hang on, you hear that radio? That helicopter? I mean, that sounds like they're directly overhead trying to shut me down because my truth's too spicy. The first time I saw Richard Dawson, it was in a tent in Wales at a literary festival that my friend Lisa had booked me and Gavin Osborne of Not Answering the Phone fame to do a thing that we'd written called Lucinda Ding and the Monstrous Thing. Anyway, we were there and she said, "Oh, have you ever seen Richard Dawson?" And I was like, "Seen him, I never heard of him." And she said, "Oh, I'm going to go and watch him now if you want to come." And I was like, yeah. because that's just how I am in real life. Yeah, never heard of him. Yeah. And we went into this tent, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say this tent could have held 400 people. And there was maybe, I think there was less than 20 of us there. And he did a song called Poor Old Horse, which if you've never heard, you should find. It's incredible. It's a song that he sings without any instrument. I guess a cappella is what the pros would call it, about, I think, three men who are trying to kill a horse because they're too poor to be able to keep it. And he absolutely cranks it out. It's a pretty visceral experience watching it. Sort of heaves it up from the pit of himself. And I was sitting in this tent watching him, and I was so, and I've tried to explain this so many times and I can't, because it is basically, it, I just wanted to stand up and pick up the folding chair that I was sitting on and smash the other folding chairs with it, but in such a positive way. That's how it made me feel, you know. Anyway, hard to know how to explain that any better than that, really. Right, let's have... I'm going to put some Frightened Rabbit on, because, you know, why not? Why not a bit of Frightened Rabbit at this time of night? This is Swim Until You Can't See Land, which is a lovely song.
North Sea of my mind, and a knock to the board, and that drove me here to face the tide and swim. I swam, oh, swam. Dip a toe in the ocean, oh, how it hardens and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of mine, built to collapse and crumb. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in a landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So I swam until you can't see land.
No, I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that. I never wanted to play it, and I certainly don't want to play it now because I've just had a thought. So that was Magic of Megan by Dry Cleaning. And before that was Swim Until You Can't See Land by Frightened and Rabbit. Right, now, listen. This is going to sound a little bit clangy, I guess, but I in Edinburgh, I used to live with John Oliver before he went to America, started swinging his plonker around. By plonker, I mean satire, and by swinging it around, I mean getting away with bloody murder, actually. Anyway, he'll be awake, because it's 1:24 here, so it'll be... whatever that is in America. So let's because we lived in Edinburgh, we shared a flat. Hang on, is that ringing? That should be ringing. But we shared a flat for 3 years, 4 years in a row in Edinburgh before he is that? Oh, there we go. Blimey, that sounds like an American ringtone. That is weak, isn't it? And a long gap in between the ringtones. The rings, I mean.
Hi, this is John. Leave a message and I'll be back.
For fuck's sake. Well, okay. Sorry, I shouldn't have sworn there. I shouldn't have sworn there. That is that's not what's allowed. Sorry about that. If that offended anyone, I am sorry about that. Okay. Well, we that's it. It's 1:25 in the morning. It's 1:25 in the morning. None of my friends have answered the phone. I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to go to bed. But it has perked me up a bit, so there is that to be said for it. I hope it's perked you up a bit. Or if you were too giddy, I hope it settled you down a touch. But I have got the weekend off, so I'll be out and about having a right laugh by that. I mean, I'll be video editing an old show and trying to write a new one and losing the will. Be all right. Right, this is Maps by the Front Bottoms. Terrible band name, great song. All the best to all of you, and talk to you on Monday, I guess.
It's taken me so long to figure that out. I used to love the taste. I would do anything for it. Now I would do anything to get the taste out of my mouth. And you're so confident, but I hear you crying in your sleeping bag. But you were broken bad yourself, and you were mad as hell. It felt if you had done anything with anyone else, it would have worked out so well. One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom. And you'll be thinking, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up from behind. She says that I cannot go. ocean. And what about your friends? Don't you love them enough to stay? And I say, if I don't leave now, then I will never get away. Let me be a blue raft on the blue sea. I'll blend right in. There is a map in my room, on the wall of my room. I've got big, big plans, but I can see them falling through, almost feel them slipping through the palms of my sweaty hands. And I move slowly, just slow enough to make you uncomfortable. But you were broken then, your mind don't work the way you want it to. One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom. And you'll be saying, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up from behind.